Hundreds of young people in Hawaii have benefited from Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, known as DACA, which was brought about via an executive order from then-President Barack Obama in 2012. Obama hoped the program, which gave the children of undocumented immigrants, so-called dreamers, a chance to come out in the open, get renewable work permits, and get a foothold on American life. The Trump administration is hostile to the Obama initiative and has thrown a finalization on DACA to the Congress, giving it a six-month deadline and then somewhat muddying the waters by the president's comment that he would revisit the issue in 6 months. Leaves a great deal up in the air, and I spoke with Hawaii-based immigration attorney John Robert Egan yesterday. He pointed to the sheer numbers of people affected.
The fundamental problem is that here in the United States, we now have tens of millions of people who have come into the country either without any documents whatsoever or have come in and then overstayed the period of time that they were allowed to stay. And those people are now undocumented. Many of those people brought their children with them, or their children have come to join them. And what are we going to do with those children as they now grow up, graduate from high school, and try to figure out what they're doing with their lives? Those are the people that we call the dreamers, because they're looking to fulfill the American dream. Congress has looked to try to solve this problem with a bill called the DREAM Act that's been put before Congress on a number of occasions but hasn't passed. So the problem that DACA was set up to work towards is to give those kids some breathing space while Congress figured out what they were going to do long term. Congress has not picked up the ball, and that's where it sits now.
Is Congress likely to pick up the ball?
Well, it certainly looks like it now. It looks like that's exactly what President Trump has intended in this action. We're going to push this off my table and put it on Congress's table and see what they're going to do about it. If it fails, it's not his fault, or right. So he would like us to think.
Well, he's also, but he's signaled pretty clearly his feeling about undocumented.
Well, he signaled quite a few things, and they don't all add up to one picture. He said that they're rapists and thugs and so on. And then he's also said that the dreamers are wonderful kids and we should do something to help them. Well, he didn't really do very much to help them today.
What can a young person who has grown up knowing no other life but American life, what could happen to them? What is perhaps the worst case of what could happen to them?
Well, starting right out, it's important for people who are in that situation to know that this program did not end today. They do not have to run and find shelter today. So the program is going to go on for the next few months up through 6 months from now. Some of those people will actually be allowed to renew their status for another 2 years. So this is not an immediate crisis in the sense that children need to find shelter. However, in the longer term, there are people who have now been in the job market for 3, 4, 5 years who may be looking towards a future where their ability to work in the United States is rescinded. We have people right now who are traveling overseas because they were given permission to go visit family and are wondering, can they get back into the country right now? So there's a lot of things that are really unsettled about this, but primarily this whole idea that these children were allowed to begin adult lives, getting Social Security, getting the opportunity to go to work, getting identification so they could get a driver's license, all of those things are now back up in the air.
There's an enormous amount of disruption involved with the worst-case scenario. Has the administration given a lot of thought to how it's going to go about ridding America of these illegals that it has, you know, made into kind of a bugaboo?
It does not look like they've given it a lot of thought, no. Honestly, what we're looking at right now is people trying to patch together a plan out of this announcement that was made today. No, it does not look like they have figured out how they're going to do this. It does look like they're actually intending to do a little bit of casting blame. Jeff Sessions today was talking about how DACA was somehow connected to organized crime from Latin America. Absolutely false. And that's not going to help to solve this problem, to be making those kind of accusations.
That kind of came out of left field. I hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah, I listened to his speech today. It was horrible. He's just he's never been a friend to immigrants.
Yeah.
All throughout his time in the Senate, he has opposed every loosening up or even fixing the immigration system. So it's not a good day that he's the one in charge of rolling out this program.
It doesn't seem as if the numbers add up in terms of creating immigrants as a real threat to American jobs. What did this anti-immigrant? What's the root of all this anti-immigrant sentiment that played such a strong part in the last election?
Well, I'm just an immigration lawyer. I'm not a political analyst.
Fair enough. So
I'm going to have to be a little bit circumspect about that. But if you were asking me in plain language, what is the problem? Racism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fundamentally, we have a lot of people in the country who are really not at all comfortable with the idea that America is becoming as diverse as it is. They feel that that's a bad thing and it needs to be stopped. So because that's not a particularly logical point of view, you need to do scapegoating. And that's where this whole idea that immigrants are stealing our jobs, that they're raping our women, that they're damaging our economy, that they're doing all these terrible things that they're not doing.
This is the old lawyer's thing of if you don't have the facts, bang on the table.
Well, I wouldn't blame it all on the lawyers, but yes, a similar sort of thing works for politicians, believe me. You know, I work with immigrants all day, every day, and I can tell you that that's not who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They are not criminals any more than anybody else. In fact, the statistics show that immigrants have less criminality than native-born Americans. They're not stealing our jobs. They're doing jobs that other people don't want to do. And it turns out that if you really look at the actual effect of immigrants on our economy, there tends to be a small bump upwards in the economy based on the effect of immigrants, partially because they're really entrepreneurial. They go out and start businesses. And when they start the businesses, who do they hire? People who are already here.
Mm-hmm. You've got clients who signed up for DACA.
That's right, I have.
And clients who didn't, right?
That's right.
So are the ones who did regretting it?
No. That's not what I'm hearing from people. I'm hearing people that are very upset about the fact that this is now becoming so uncertain. But I haven't heard of anybody who says, I wish I hadn't done that.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that people who have been, you know, in hiding, essentially, have been able to get into schools, have been able to find work, have been able to get a driver's license. Can you imagine being 18, 21 years old and not being able to even open a bank account?
Yeah.
No, I'm not hearing people who regretted it. I hear people who have deep trepidation about what's to come. But no, I don't think it's a matter of regret.
Well, some of that trepidation, I would imagine, you know, would come from suddenly finding yourself facing the prospect of being returned to a country you had never been in.
That's right. That's right. Many of these children came here as infants, some, you know, later on. But all of them have, in order to qualify for this DACA program, you have to have come to the United States before you were 16 years old. Now, you know, maybe this is legalese, but we don't hold people that age accountable for the decisions that their parents made. So, yeah, it's troublesome. Some of the kids don't even speak the language of their native countries anymore.
Sure. In Hawaii, with its sizable immigrant population and a lot of family members coming here to join their family, we now have a shifting definition by the administration of what a family is, right?
Well, they're trying to do that. That's, you're probably talking about what they're doing with the travel ban.
Grandparents.
And trying to identify who is and who isn't an immediate relative.
Yeah.
Well, that gets a little bit arcane, but come on, guys. Everybody knows what a family is. You know who your family members are. And the idea that we should start picking that apart just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, we could be a long time waiting for a lot of things to make sense, right?
Well, yes, but I never give up hope.
You were saying that in fact, pushing DACA to Congress and saying to Congress, you decide, could actually offer some hope to immigrants.
Well, I'm maybe looking for the silver lining in this dark cloud. But yes, in fact, what these kids deserve is not a temporary fix, but a permanent law that brings them into the American family and gives them permanent residence, not just a renewable permission to be here, but give them full membership in the American community. They've earned it. They've grown up here. Some of these people are in the Army. Some people are in the military doing our work overseas. Mm-hmm. They've earned it. It's Congress's job to make the laws. That's where this should happen. If there's anything positive to be said about this, is that, yes, maybe there is a chance for them to do this. It didn't happen in the last 8 years because it was the policy of the Republicans to oppose everything that Barack Obama proposed.
It was seen as an Obama
right
initiative.
You know, and they didn't, you know, Obamacare, they've given him the laws his name so that they can make sure that it's personalized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not there to be the bad guy anymore. They don't have to oppose this because it's Barack Obama's law. They get a chance to create their own law and see what they can do with this.
If they have to come up with reasons to oppose it other than that it's Barack Obama's, they might find themselves falling short of reasons.
Well, we don't accuse these people of deep reasoning anyway, but there will be some people who are opposed to it. There are some people who are opposed to it today. You read that in the media. But I believe that it's a smaller group than it was. The American public is in favor of this. 70-80% polling in the population at large across the country says, yes, we should give these dreamers a way to be here. Why is Congress not reflecting that? I think that there was a political situation, the confrontational feeling between the Republicans and Democrats for the last 8 years. It's their turn now. What can they do with this?
This will be interesting to keep track of, won't it?
It will be, and deadly serious for a lot of people.
John Egan is a senior attorney with the Honolulu-based immigration law firm Migration Counsel.